Pope Benedict called attention to world hunger, especially the tragic situation in the Darfur region of the Sudan, before reciting the Regina Coeli Sunday in St. Peter's Square. The Holy Father began his remarks by referring to the Ascension, which occurs next Thursday, and the concurrent celebration of World Communications Day.
At this time, we are approaching the great feast of the Ascension of our Lord, which falls on Thursday of this week. Also, in some countries, it is transferred to next Sunday. We rejoice that Christ, our Savior, has taken his place at the right hand of the Father, because where he has gone, we hope to follow. On the Feast of the Ascension, we also celebrate World Communications Day, and we seek to make ever greater use of the resources placed at our disposal by the media in order to promote communication, communion, and cooperation between people everywhere.
The Pope said that the Church looks at the media with attention because it represents an important vehicle to spread the gospel and to encourage solidarity among people, and it can draw attention to the pressing problems that still affect us deeply. He then gave the example of the initiative Walk the World, organized by the World Food Program of the United Nations. The series of walks aims to make governments and the public aware of the need for concrete and timely action to guarantee to all, especially children, freedom from hunger. The director of the event for the World Food Program, Arlene Mitchell, told us more.
I think the beauty of the walk is that anybody can get involved. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be anything but healthy enough to walk. And you can get involved in a very low-cost, not very strenuous, very friendly and family-oriented kind of a way. And when we link all of the walks together and we wear our T-shirts that say, "Help us to fight child hunger," it shows the world that this is a global thing and that it involves people everywhere, rich and poor alike, north and south alike, all saying that they want to help to end child hunger. Our main hope is that governments will pay more attention. And I think we want to start with poor governments to put a higher priority on their own children. But if rich governments wake up and can contribute more as well, then we will have succeeded.
The Holy Father said he is close in prayer to this event, which is taking place in Rome and in cities in over 100 other countries.
Auspico vivamente che grazie al contributo di tutti.
He added that he hopes that, thanks to the contribution of everyone, the scourge of hunger, which still afflicts mankind and seriously threatens the lives of millions of people, may be overcome. He then said he's thinking above all about the urgent and tragic situation in the Darfur region of Sudan, where he points out great difficulties to meet the basic food needs of the population persist. After the Angelus, the Pope spoke in Polish, telling the thousands of people in St. Peter's Square that he's preparing for his trip next week to Poland. He entrusted his trip to the intercession of the Virgin Mary and said he hoped it would enliven and strengthen the faith of the country. He also reminded the people of the meeting of ecclesial movements, which will happen in St. Peter's Square on the Vigil of Pentecost. He said that he hopes that the Holy Spirit may fill the hearts of the faithful and that the message of the love of Christ, Savior of the world, may be announced to all. I'm Charles Collins.